You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, anything that I do now that's sort of questionable, I can just say that
Sarah
does it. So yeah, he gave me permission. So
just say, do everything that you love, you know, the passion. So people always ask me, like, why are you so good at things? Well, my parents told me to, like, try everything because you never know what you're good at, right? If you do it 100%. And so
I think that, dude, I think that with the last hour, the thing that I got the most out of this was being authentic, being true to yourself.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
following that. And I think that, to me, in just this moment, because I have this huge list of stuff you are, but with that last statement, being 100% at whatever you are is kind of your recipe, huh?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and that's why I started trying to preach out to kids and stuff like that, because you never know, right? A lot of kids now, they're going to college, and they're not even using their degree.
Yeah.
Right? So it's sort of kind of crazy and stuff, you know?
Well, you know, the thing that was really deep about what you said is when you said you had to put that little kid away.
Right.
Right? And then part of your journey has been bringing that kid back out into the world.
Right.
You got all the armor you needed to protect him.
Right,
you
know? Exactly.
So now that you're out and living free the way you want to, doing the things you want, you can be authentic and be that child. Like when you first came through the door, I think I was like one of those football guys who was like, all right, who's this guy going to be?
Yeah.
And this bright smile and this joyful person came in, and I was just like at ease immediately.
Right. Thank you. No, I appreciate that. And, you know, just living yourself and being able to, I mean, I just tell people it's healthier more than anything. Because stress kills, and people know that stress kills. Like, you could go do all those athletic things, go to the gym, CrossFit, but if you have a stressful job, that's still, you know, I know a lot of people has passed away because of that, you know, the stress. But healthier to be out and to be yourself and not have to worry about looking over your shoulder, you know, people and stuff like that.
Growing up as an imposter, I think is kind of what we're talking about. And I think, you know, I have kids and, you know, I think I had a recent conversation with one of my daughters about being authentic and just being real and how scared she was that it wasn't going to be accepted in the world.
Thanks to social media.
Yeah.
I think we all, if we have children, we all have that conversation with our kids to make sure that they understand that that's not a lot of people's lives. Yeah. Right.
We get to support them for who they are, which
exactly.
gives them evidence. Like it sounded like you were growing up, you weren't supported that way, which deprived you of a lot
from
of
my
time.
Mom. Mm-hmm. I was supported by my mother. Mm-hmm. You know, she the love that she gave me and I think help and stuff like that. She drugged me to church and stuff like that, making sure that I had sort of kind of like that background. So but everything else and stuff was very difficult, you know, in my life. Yeah. So
I had a couple of questions real quick.
Yeah.
Your proudest moment in football?
Oh, wow.
I mean, it doesn't have to be super heavy, but you've had
a lot of moments. There's a lot of them. There's definitely a lot of them. And I think, wow, there's a few of them. But can I say two of them?
Sure.
I think the most proudest moment, I think one of them was singing the national anthem.
Awesome.
you know, my rookie year. And for me, I was thinking, you're having faith in me to sing on national television. Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, like, okay. You sure I'm that good? You know, and so you started questioning yourself. But then after a while, you're just not being proud of, you know, that moment, but just, I don't know, being proud of being American. Mm. And, you know, being in a situation where I was and sort of like that amazing, you know, it was great.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it was
and
great.
They picked the
it
right
turned
person.
Into, yeah, it turned into a trivia question.
Well, yes.
You would figure they would send you an email or a note like, hey,
right?
We're going to put you in there. You know, here's the free game.
So that actually covered two questions because my next one was going to be as a singer.
Oh, yeah.
So they seemed to kind of both run together.
Oh, and the next one, I think, if I could. Yeah, the second one, I think. Sacking my friend Brett Favre.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He was so pissed off, but he was like, it was worth it. It was so much fun.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Do you guys still talk about it?
Yeah. No, we don't. You know, he sort of kind of slept it under the rug, but no. But he's a super cool
We
dude.
Just
yeah.
brought it up now, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I also read that you were John Elway's last tackle of his career.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one to
I just
carry
touched
around.
Him. You know, they take the knee and you touch him, you get, you know, at the end of the game, you get the. So I'm like, okay, thank you.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Let's see. So as a chef, what's your proudest moment as a chef?
Oh, wow. I think there's so many. But proud moment as a chef. I think, I don't know. I just love the opportunity to sort of like see people's faces when they touch your food. But not only that, like to be able to donate like a chef dinner to a great cause and just see how amazing that makes people feel. You know,
I love making food for your family. I think, like I like to cook for my family and bring them together. And some of my proudest moments are when I see them all together.
Oh, yeah. I love food. That. Yeah, definitely.
And that's I think of Samoans and Hawaiians love to eat. And
but, you know, cooking for your family, a Polynesian and stuff, you know, it's never like mama's. So it's always like critiqued.
It's not like
mom didn't make it that way. I'm like, well, don't eat. Like,
Well, and it's pretty amazing that you get to take what your mother taught you and pass it on in restaurants. And
it was funny. Chef. I have a story. So I was doing the Chops. Mm. There was they came to Minnesota. No, they came to Minnesota, and so they did a little version for Feed America, and they invited all these like top chefs in Minnesota, and then me. I'm like, okay, like all right. Mm-hmm. So it was just so much fun to be able to like be a part of that. And so the questions they go around like, what's your culinary skill? They're like, went here, went there, and and they're like, what is yours? I was like, 18 years of mama.
Right. Sushi, spam sushi.
Yeah, being the youngest in the Polynesian family and mom. Yeah. So
I'm going to take you up on the spam sushi because I haven't.
Will you make that for me?
No, I'm not going to. I'm going to eat it from him first before I ever make it.
Yeah, that's so funny. Maybe, if you ever come wherever, I'm sure our paths will cross again.
Oh, yeah.
We're
coming to Provincetown. Yes. You invited us.
Please.
Yeah. We're
and
good
I don't
at
say
that.
If you, I'm not seriously, you might think that I'm one of those, like, he's invited, but he's not. No, I mean it. So if you ever.
No, I sense that you're very serious about
come
everything
stay, you guys can come stay with me and stuff like that.
Aww.
So, yeah,
be cool. All of us in this room.
Hey, you never know. We can do bunk beds, sleeper beds. Like, it's like if we're all one happy family, that's all pretty cool. Yeah. So,
The last thing I think I wanted to ask you about as a representative of the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
As a football player, as a father, as a son, what do you think you're on this earth to do?
Good question.
That's a great question.
Because you do a lot, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. And I think, I prayed about it, so many times and stuff like that. And I think, I put on this earth to sort of make people happy and to sort of help change lives. And
to ease the journey.
Yeah, ease. Mm-hmm. People always say, like, you're a great role model. I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, I'm not a role model. I'm a servant. So I think that's for me and stuff is more so, to be great in God's kingdom, you got to be a servant. And that's who I am. I'm a servant. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm doing what God sort of kind of put me on earth to do. And that's to sort of help people change lives and make people happy.
You're doing a great job of it, man.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming and sharing this time with
thank
us.
Thank you.
It's been fantastic.
Appreciate
good luck
it.
With everything. We're going to chase you down on some of those invites.
Sure. Please do. No, I'm not kidding. Please do. It'd be fun.
Yeah,
or if
sure.
I'm ever back here again, I'll borrow a friend's kitchen and you guys can come and cook.
So, okay.
Yeah.
You come to her son's actually a chef. So
he just launched a catering company. Oh, he's calling me now.
Mm. Oh, how fun.
That's weird.
How old is he?
He's 21.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. He just launched his own catering company. He has an executive sous chef. Yeah. He does testing in our
He does testing
in our
home.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So we'll do a reciprocal. You'll come taste his food and then we'll come taste yours.
What is his forte? I mean, what is his
He specializes in foods from the low country, like Carolina, Louisiana,
southern.
From Africa, like that has roots in the West African cooking.
Nice, nice. That's amazing.
He kind of infuses that into everything that he does. Mm-hmm. So he can do a lot.
And that's what it is nowadays. It's about finding your niche and finding something authentic and different from what everybody else. Not to go too fancy or not to go too like complicated, but just go with what you feel that tastes good.
Absolutely.
That's what he's doing. So.
Yeah. That's great.
Thanks again, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
All right. Aloha.
Aloha. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Thanks for listening to Scott Talks on The Only One in the Room. Don't forget, subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you like to get your podcasts. We have new episodes for you every Tuesday, and we'd love to hear how you're enjoying the show by leaving us a rating or a review on iTunes. If you have a question or an only one story and you want to be featured in the Dear Laura segment, you can email us at lcr.theonlyoneintheroom@gmail.com. See you soon.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.